בוקר טוב רבותיי, today is יום רביעי בשבת קודש לסדר נסו יוד א' בסיוון, one page ריש נון ה' תשובה על ידי לימוד התורה, which we really started yesterday. הנה הקדוש ברוך הוא ברא באדם מידת השכחה, כמו להבדיל חתול שיקו אותו וחוזר שוב פעם. הקדוש ברוך הוא created in the בריאה this power of forgetfulness, which is a great thing. It's like a cat. You hit it for doing something, and then it comes back and does it again, or even whatever. Why? Because you forgot. Ve'en adam shelo avru alav tla'ot b'chayim, v'imay zechur hakol, le'olam lo yismach. Ve'akadosh baruch asa chesed, im akrovim, she'amit, nishkach me'alev la'achal yud bet chodesh, she'kach utbad ba'adam she'ishkach me'atzarot shelo, v'yuchal yismach ve'lechiyot. Happiness, contentness, is part of life, and in order to enjoy life to the fullest, you're going to have to be able to forget things that happen to you in life, forget the trials and tribulations and sorrows. And it's a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gives us that ability to forget. ולכן, על פי רוב, לא ייתכן שהאדם יתעורר לשוב בתשובה בלא שום סיבה. כי שוכח מה שעשה. It works conversely as well, that even for the things that we need to remember, we forget those too. It's very rare that a person is, you know, inspired to be chozer b'tshuva without any specific reason, because we forget about what we've done also. Or ששוכח שיש דין ויש דיין, ורק שיש עניין חיצוני שמעוררו, הוא מתעורר. על ידי איסורים, שהכאב מעוררו, usually it's because of an external factor. There's איסורים. Oh, once there's איסורים, person is reminded to be chozer b'tshuva. או על ידי לימוד התורה, שיודע שחובה עליו לקיים מה שלומד, person learns. So that's also considered, quote-unquote, an external factor, because when you learn, you're like, hey, wait a second, I have to fulfill what I learned. So memela, that inspires him to be chozer b'tshuva. ולדוגמה, כשלומד הלכות שבת בדקדוק הלכה, לימוד זה משיבו בתשובה, כי מבין ששמירת שבת הוא דבר רציני ומחייב. וכן בענייני זהירות וממון, כאשר לומד הלכות גזל וכדומה, מבין שעל הכל יש הקפדה. Whatever you learn reminds you, hey, wait a second, I have to keep this. You learn Hilchot Shabbat, then you're like, hey, wait a second, wow, this is very important. I can't be mezanzin. You learn, the Masachtot of Nezikin. You realize, hey, wait a second, I have to be careful about how I treat other people's property, money. V'gam, mi she'ashichah sholetet alav b'tivo, v'da yizkor. Even if you're a forgetful person, when you learn these things, that is a natural reminder for a person. וכמה יקרה מעלת התורה שתמיד מזכירה לאדם את חובתו בעולמו. The Torah constantly reminds us what we have to do here. שרואה כמה דברי רבותינו שקולים, ובפרט בלימוד דברי אגדה, שרואה כיצד מראים חז"ל את השכר והעונש, ומתעודד לשוב בתשובה. Especially when you learn אגדה, in ש"ס, מדרשים וכו', you see how, wow, הקדוש ברוך הוא meets out שכר ועונש. It's, even if you don't take דברי אגדה so literally, which is, it's machloket haposkim about that. But even if you don't, you realize, wow, look how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so makpid with the tzaddikim. Look how HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards and punishes. It's a reminder for us. וכשלומד פסוקי תנ"ך, שומע דברי תוכחה של הנביא. By the way, תנ"ך is a great מוסר ספר. You hear the נביאים. They speak about מוסר. Look at the נביא ירמיה. All the נביאים. It's like the Navi is talking to you. וכמו שכתב רבן יונה, בעת אשר יהגע אדם בתורת השם, ויקרא בדברי הנביאים והכתובים, ויבין בנועם המוסרים ויראה האזהרות והעונשים, יחרד לדבריהם, ויכין ליבו להיטיב דרכיו ומעלליו ויתרצה אל השם. That's a natural מוסר ספר. If you ever learn ספר איוב, וואו, איזה מוסר שם. Over there also. איוב, you're allowed to learn on תשעה באב. למה? כל כולו דברי תוכחה. ואפשר להסביר בדרך זו, שאם יש חתיכת פח שטוחה וינסה להניח עליו דבר מה, כמה שינסה לעכבו, יתפזר ענה וענה וילך לאיבוד, כי אין לו בית קיבול. ככה בעל תשובה, בשעה שלומד תורה, עושה בנפשו בית קיבול לקבל יראת השם. If you put anything on something flat, as soon as a wind comes, as soon as a breeze comes, it's going to blow it away. Why? Because there's nothing there to, there's no receptacle. There's no walls. In order to keep something stationary, what do you have to do? There have to be walls. Limud Torah creates a wall, creates a barrier for whatever Torah you learn and the Yirat Hashem you learn to get stuck in your neshama. Ublo Torah davar bilti efshari. ולפי מה שישאר בדעתו שהציווי מפי הקדוש ברוך הוא, ידע להחשיב את מעשיו ולתקנם וודאי ישוב בתשובה. The more you learn, and the more you internalize the fact that דברי Torah is the will, it's דברי אלוהים חיים. הקדוש ברוך הוא wants me to do this. It's important to him that I act a certain way. Then you realize, hey, I have to take this seriously, and you'll be חוזר בתשובה for all the shortcomings in these areas that have been until now. אך, כדי שלימוד התורה יחדיר בלב הלומד בית קיבול, צריך שילמד מתוך מחשבה על מנת לעשות, שאז מספיקים בידו ללמוד למד לשמוע ולעשות. איי איי איי. Which means, in order to create this בית קיבול for the יראת השם to stick, you have to learn with the כוונה every time you sit down, ללמוד על מנת לעשות. We spoke about this yesterday. You have to allow the Torah to make changes on your hard drive. The Torah, you have to allow the Torah to change your lifestyle. You have to decide, you have to resolve that if the Torah tells me to live differently than I currently am, I will change. If the Torah tells me to throw out my TV, I will. If the Torah tells me to filter my internet, I will. If the Torah tells me to live a little bit differently than I am right now, I will. It may not be immediate, but I will. If you've already resolved not to change your lifestyle, and the Torah is just there to fan you and to like, you know, keep... Torah is like a babysitting service, you know, when I'm a little bit bored, but, you know, somebody's going to speak and I'm going to listen, it's like babysitting. If the Torah is your babysitter, nothing's ever going to change, you're not going to grow. The Torah is not your babysitter, the Torah is a way of life. Otherwise, you can be sitting and learning for 10, 20, 30 years. People ask, how is it possible that a person's learning for 20 years and nothing's budged? How can that be? Answer, because you didn't allow the Torah to make changes on your hard drive. You have to be maskeen. Yes, Torah Kedosha, you're the boss. I follow orders. If the Torah is just your babysitter, nothing's going to change ever. You know that Torah is a babysitting service? Doesn't work that way. שהלומד רק כדי לדעת ולהצליח במבחן לצורך תעודה, person who learns because you want some sort of degree, you want to pass a test, וכמו דוקטור שלומד על מנת כדי לקבל תואר, נוח לו שנהפכה שלייתו על פנה ולא בא לעולם. That's called לומד שלא על מנת לקיים, a person who learns Torah without the intention of fulfilling what the Torah wants. It's better that he wasn't born. כי מרגיש שלימודו... What? What? It's better that I wasn't... Yeah, Chazal said. What? Yeah. How can you say that, Rabbi? Chazal said it first. You don't believe in Chazal, you're a kofir anyway. You're saying so. Rome wasn't built in a day. But Rome was built. It took Rome time to build. It's true. Wasn't built in a day, but it was built. Yes? If you're working, learning, 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 it's like, you ever go to the mechanic? You see in the mechanic shop, they have a lift. You put the car on this thing, and it lifts it up so they can get to the bottom of the car, correct? You ever seen that? A car lift. What happens when the car's on the lift and you press on the gas? What happens? The wheel spin. What happens to the odometer? Right? It's clocking miles, correct? Where are you getting? You're spinning your wheels. That's all you're doing. You're on the lift. You're racking up miles on the odometer. But you're just spinning your wheels in the same place. Life is an odometer, people. Miles are... Years, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years, dead. That's love. So, are you spinning your wheels and getting somewhere or not? In order to get somewhere as you're pressing on the gas, you gotta get off the lift. I'm pushing the gas, how come I'm not getting anywhere?
Duh, because you're on the lift. Verstehst? Tzar gadol mild.
You can have people learning for 5 minutes and you already see a noticeable difference in their neshama. You can have people learning for 50 years and you see nothing. What's the difference? What's the difference? Are you allowing the Torah in or not? Are you leaving the Torah at the door, walking to the Torah, talking to it, and then closing the door in its face? Or are you allowing the Torah into your heart, into your house, into your neshama, into your family? In order to, you have to allow it in. The Torah is a guest. It's not going to walk in uninvited. What's the difference? You know, sometimes you have, lahavdil, a person who comes to collect at the door. So you speak to him at the door for a few minutes. Do you invite him in usually? Whatever, somebody comes collecting, you talk to him at the door for 30 seconds, you give him a donation or you don't, and then you close the door. How come other people you invite in? Other people invite, please come, sit, eat, whatever, chill. What's the difference? One person you want inside, one person you don't want inside. How do you look at the Torah? Like a collector who's bothering you, or like your best friend that you want to sit in their company? That's pretty good. It's not enough just to spin your wheels. Time is money, my friends. Life's moving. The train waits for nobody. What do you got? After all these years, what do you have to show? Rome wasn't built in a day. Okay. What do you like, the Van Wyck? Construction for 50 years and nothing? What do you have to show? You can't keep using the Joker card. Rome wasn't built in a day. Patience. Rome wasn't built in a day. Patience, patience, patience. I can't have patience for you when you're dead. Time's a wasting.
Uchmoken mi shelomed Torah ba'atzal time. Hare ze moreh she'eno lomed kedei la'asot. If you, you know, you do it lazily, lackadaisically. Uberegah shel cheshbon nefesh yavchin ba'atzmo shu mezuyaf. Person who's learning like that, lazily and without allowing the Torah to penetrate, says he's fake. Shezeh kmo yelid katan shenotnim lo sukariya bichdei lilmod. Oh, here. Yeah? You need to, here, take a candy in order to sit down and learn. It's like you take a kid to a fancy steakhouse, right? You buy a kid the most expensive steak on the menu, and then after he eats it, he says, what's my reward for eating my steak? You crazy? I got you the most expensive steak on the menu. A kid doesn't chop that. If you still need rewards, right? You need all sorts of perks. You need all sorts of incentives in order to learn. That means that you're still that little kid. You haven't graduated yet. Learning Torah al menat lekayem engenders it's a segula lachzor b'tshuva v'yiratzon shenizke lilmod ulamed lishmor v'la'asot ritzono kirtzono. I mean, can yiratzon should be able to fulfill a kadosh baruch hu's ratzon the way he wants. Remember, whenever somebody tells you Rome wasn't built in a day, you can always respond, but Rome was built. Yom Tov.